This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. Here are 10 plays that made LA's life richer in 2012. Let's begin with a quartet that made time a character. It's hard to not be moved by the third act of Thornton Wilder's classic Our Town. In David Cromer's beautiful production at the Broad Stage, our own mortality mingled with theatrical magic and the savory smell of cooking bacon. John Hurt captured the bittersweet anguish of looking back in Crap's Last Tape at the Kirk Douglas Theater. He mixed a vaudevillian's glee with the pain of desire in a performance that will resonate with me for years. Argentinian director Mariano Pansotti made time a part of the theatrical architecture in his masterpiece El Pesado es un Animal Grotesco at Red Cat. On a spinning stage, we watch the lives of four characters unfold over a decade. 8 hours, a workday. That was the length of GATS, Elevator Repair Services' telling of the Great Gatsby at Red Cat. I wish I could see it again tomorrow. Switching from time to the art of ensemble, three plays stood out. The Ebony Theatre Company's production of A Raisin in the Sun at the Kirk Douglas breathed life into a classic. Produced as a pairing to Cliburn Park, it eclipsed it and made me long for plays that speak with such an insightful and complicated voice. Cornerstone Theatre Company is always about giving voice to communities, but there was something special about Café Vida. The first in their hunger cycle, the stories of the homegirl café rang out and reminded us that theatre might be more than we think it is. Red, at the Mark Taper Forum, was a masterclass in acting. Alfred Molina and Jonathan Groff were magical as Mark Rothko and his young assistant. Finally, a trio of homegrown plays that captured the theatrical guts and the creative breadth of L.A. theater. Zombie Joe's underground adaptation of Macbeth called The Blood of Macbeth haunted a NoHo theater the size of a shoebox. They teased more magic out of blackouts and five clip lights than I've seen in a long time. In Eternal Thou, Matthew McRae used the seemingly untheatrical concept of net neutrality as a springboard. The result was an elegantly designed, physically virtuosic sci-fi fantasy that could only happen in the theater. Circle X showed real dramatic guts by producing a musical about, of all things, the Abu Ghraib prison scandal called Bad Apples, a polyamorous love story. I found myself laughing at the detestable, aroused by what at first seemed repugnant, and tapping my toes to a tune about torture. It's also a compelling argument for why we need small theater tackling big ideas. It was a great year in L.A. theater. This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on L.A. Theater for KCRW.